Have you given up on your New Year's resolution yet? The second Friday in January is known as Quitter's Day, when people are most likely to throw in the towel on their resolutions. For those that have tried and failed, the Better Business Bureau, BBB, says it's never too late to get back on the exercise wagon and give that resolution a redo. No matter how you find a new way to get moving, BBB is reminding consumers how important it is to look at the fine print in a new gym membership, to avoid losing precious time and money. Metro Vancouver example. In August 2023, a Delta woman filed a complaint to BBB about their experience with a popular local gym. According to their complaint, they had entered into a one-year contract earlier in the year, after informing a gym employee about an upcoming move within 6 months. The employee allegedly said that moving would not pose a problem and that the consumer could cancel the contract whenever they wanted to. However, upon attempting to cancel after moving, the Delta woman was informed that cancellation required a move over 30 kilometers, a detail missed in the fine print of the contract. As she had only moved 28 kilometers away, the contract was still binding. Feeling misled, the Delta woman said that if she had known about this restriction, she would have opted for a month-to-month plan instead of a year-long contract. By not thoroughly reviewing the contract herself, the customer missed key information and it ended up costing her down the road, says BBB spokesperson Nisha Hathi. These sorts of situations can often be avoided by doing your due diligence before signing on the dotted line. Top 5 tips when choosing a gym membership. Ask questions about limited free trials. Gyms often give anywhere from a one-day to a one-week pass for potential members. Gyms often use special introductory offers to encourage new members, but the price could go up more than you budgeted once the initial period is over. Make sure you understand what the regular monthly fees will be and what they include. Take a tour. Make sure the gym has the equipment, classes, and trainers you need or expect. Pay attention to things that are important to you, whether it's the cleanliness of the showers or the availability of Wi-Fi. Ask about busy times, wait times for equipment, whether classes require pre-registration, availability of classes and trainers, and cost of personal trainers, etc. Do your research beforehand and find a gym you can trust by using bbb.org/search to your advantage. Understand what happens when you cancel. Many gyms draw in customers by offering lower monthly prices when signing up for a full year. Once you're locked in, it can be very difficult to get out of that contract, as you may even be asked for a doctor's note saying you're unfit to work out just to place the membership on pause. Keep in mind that if you want to leave your gym, some gyms also have a mandatory one-month cancellation notice policy written into the contract. Make sure that all verbal promises are in writing. What happens if you move? What if the gym goes out of business? Will your membership be transferred to a new location automatically without your consent? Will the membership renew automatically at the end of the term? Clarify everything with the gym staff, and have them follow up in writing. Don't feel coerced. Do not give in to high-pressure sales tactics to join right away. Several gyms waive the enrollment fee, on the condition that the customer signs up for a membership within the next 24 hours. There will always be rotating welcome offers on the table, and you will not be missing out if you do not sign up immediately. A reputable gym will give you enough time to read the contract thoroughly, tour the facilities, do some research, and make an informed decision.